Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
I will not wear the mask.
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 I will not wear a mask.
I will not get the vaccine.
I will not get the vaccine.
And I will not get the vaccine.
I will resist evil.
I will resist evil.
I will resist evil.
I will submit to God.
I will submit to God.
I will submit to God.
In the Lord, I will praise His word. In God, I have put my trust, and I will not be afraid.
Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come to you. Do not hide your face from me in the day.
For the Lord is the great God, and the great King above.
Rise up, O judge of the earth, render punishment to the proud. Lord, how long will the wicked, triumph?
Righteousness and justice are the foundation of His
I hate
Lord.
The work of those who fall away.
My mouth I'll make known your faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Your faithfulness you shall establish.
On the instrument of 10 strings, on the lute and on the harp, with harmony sound. For you, O Lord, have made me glad through your works. I will
you,
triumph
Lord,
in the works of your
hands. Are on high forevermore. For behold, your enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. I will defy tyrants.
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 And with that, good morning, America, or good afternoon, America. Welcome, Christians, conservatives, constitutionalists, liberals, libertarians, communists, Islamists, LGBTQ, RSTV, DBXYZ people, all the boat rockers in the house, and anybody else I may have missed, to the Sons of Liberty Radio Show here. And if you'd like to check us out online, please do so. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. And if you want to catch the video portion of the radio show, you're listening by way of one of the terrestrial radio stations out there in the United States or on GCN, you want to watch the video portion of the radio show so I can see the faces made for radio, head over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. And there are two videos on the top. The one is on the right from the morning show. You can still play that. The one on the left is the live version. Click on play and blow it up on whatever device you've got, and then click on the Rumble icon that's in the bottom right, and then join us in the chat over there on Rumble. We're also on Discord. Yes, I know they're changing their policies. They're like everybody else, but until they change them and until they kick us off, we're just going to keep going. I mean, there's nothing I can do about it. You know, there's just nothing I can do about it. Fortunately, we're on Rumble. Rumble is kind of leaving us alone, so we're happy about that. We're on DLive.tv, by the way, at The Sons of Liberty. They're leaving us alone. BeforeIt'sNews.com, they're leaving us alone. Obviously, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we're leaving ourselves alone. Twitch, setting brush fires if you want to catch that. And also on Roku. We're on over there at Cutting Edge TV, and we appreciate those guys carrying us as well. While you're on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, be sure to sign up for the email newsletter. You get one email from us a day. And while you're at it, go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, sign up for that email. That's once a week. Usually get that on Saturday, and it'll tell you what's going on in the ministry, what the ministry was doing that week. Also, Bradley's article for the week, and then whatever the deal is that we're, you know, putting out there for you guys, that's also on there. By the way, this is the last day to get the deal for this week, which is our Dangerous Freedom t-shirts. It's got Thomas Jefferson on it. These come in short and long sleeves. This is what you guys have asked for. Anywhere from $20 to $27, depending on whether you're getting short or long sleeve, whether you're in the small to XL or the double XL and triple XL. It falls within that price range. Okay, be sure to select which one you want, long sleeve or short sleeve, and then what size you're going to have, and that'll determine the price, like I say, between $20 and $27. This week only, through tonight at midnight. If you don't get it now, you might not get it for several weeks or months, okay, because these are brand new. But you use the promo code Liberty, and when you use the promo code Liberty, you are going to save 10%. So if you want that deal, now's the time to do that, okay? Also, at sonslibertymedia.com, we're always needing your support, okay, to keep doing what we're doing. If God doesn't move on the hearts of His people to help us in what we're doing, we can't do it. And He's been faithful to do that. So if you want to help us out, there's a donate button at the top of the page. Click on that and make a one-time donation. Or become Son or Daughter of Liberty. That's our monthly partners. And we appreciate it very much. Everybody who gives, everybody who comes in and supports us in the chat, you listen on the radio, all that, we appreciate your trust. You're saying, okay, so why do we have Tim on in the afternoon? I thought you said Bradley was going to be on. Well, Bradley was going to be on, and Bradley calls me about 1 or 1:30, somewhere in there. I got a guy painting the studio, and he's not going to be done. So paint's flying, plastic wrap is up, all that kind of stuff, so you're stuck with me. Sorry, that's just the way it is. But Bradley will be back with you, Lord willing, on Monday. And, he probably needs another day off anyway. All this traveling and everything he does, I know it wears on him. It would wear on me. And so, yeah, I'm filling in for him today. And, you know, I didn't know if I could do it because I'm like, okay, I got all this stuff to do. We had a great show this morning with Kate, went over just a little bit, and very informative too for those of you people who are really looking to get away from Big Pharma, because let's face it, we're going to probably hit a little bit of that in this broadcast. I think Big Pharma has been a lot of nothing but things from the devil. The more I contemplate it, what does the Bible tell us? Big Pharma is our healer. Is that what it says? Huh? The doctor is our healer. Now, I'm not saying doctors can't be used. I'm not saying that. Don't get me wrong. But it says the Lord is our healer. Jehovah Rapha, He is our healer. And boy, the church, it seems that many times they lead the way in saying, I'm sick. I've got a terminal, what they say is a terminal illness and this, that, and the other. They don't go to God with it. They run to the doctor, and the doctors are putting out whatever they've been taught to do. And many times it's destroying their bodies. It's destroying their immune systems and all kinds of other things. And this is because in that section, men have begun to believe that they're somehow gods in some fashion, which is what our topic is about today. When men seek to be God, it never turns out well for them. And I might add, it doesn't turn out well for the people that they're around either. So we're going to be talking about that. We're going to hit it on a lot of different fronts. I'm going to come back after the break, hit a few headlines. We're going to look at a couple of videos, and we're going to jump right into this. And it's going to be a lot of scripture, okay? So if you don't like scripture, I'm warning you right now, that's what it's going to be. We're going to go through the text. We're going to look and see how God deals with people of the past. And because it's His character, He'll do it again now. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933 if you want to call in. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back on the other side.
Hello friends, this is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com. As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9933 if you want to call in. Happy to take your call. Always happy to hear from somebody. I really am. Don't get the phone lines in the morning, so it's always good to hear from people when they call in. A couple of headlines. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I'm going to hit these really quick. Kate Shimarani on sulfur and COVID now considered less serious than the flu. If you missed that show this morning, that's out. All of the videos, the stuff we talked about, the links, everything that you need. All of that is there in that archive. This is what I talk about when I talk about the morning show archive. Check it out. All the links where you can help Kate, where you can get your stuff, the video, the podcasts. Then you've got, obviously, the opener. You get the pre-show if we do music, or this morning it was That's My King, S.M. Lockridge. That's in there. The link for the T-shirts. You've got links to all the headlines and articles we spoke about. Then you've got all the videos down there. So if you guys have not, if you see something, sometimes you guys message me, hey, where can I get that? Well, it's on the archive. It's on the website. I don't know what to say. It's right there. You can go grab and share what you want. You can share the whole thing, whatever you want to do. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com. DuckDuckGo bows to authoritarians. That's not a surprise because we know they're sort of left-leaning, but at least they were leaving their search engine open for a while. Now they're fighting, quote-unquote, disinformation. Yeah, right. They've been paid off, too. Don't think that your money isn't being used by these tyrants to pay them off and to pressure them into the same thing. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com. This is new from Bradley this morning. Actor, comedian, homosexual. Meet the man that the mainstream media failed to introduce, president from Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky. You can check that out. Of course, he's been telling you about that the last 2 days. So that's a culmination in an article from Bradley. Also, store up dry goods to increase your food supply. You guys who are preparing, you see what's coming. The Bible says a prudent man sees it, and he prepares, doesn't he? And this is from Suzanne Hamner, and we appreciate her putting that in. And also Suzanne and Lynn work together at the Liberty Bells, and they have taken it to the school boards. They have Adam Heikla. We've had him on the show several times. and he's a friend of the ministry, and love what he does up there. As he's learning, he is putting into practice what he learns, and that's good. So check that out. That is from the Liberty Bells. And then the Sons of Liberty, media.com. Congress just gave itself a 21% raise as Americans can't afford gas. Isn't it nice how they look out for themselves and their buddies, but they really don't look after the people? Yeah, let me hit one more, and I'll add something to that. Report, churches declare Christianity in the quote-unquote holy land, and I spoke about this morning. All land on the earth is holy. Okay? Because all the land, all of the earth belongs to who? The devil? No. It is under the crown rights of King Jesus. So there is, for the Christian, there is no sacred and secular. There's no distinction of it. All of it is under the crown rights of King Jesus. Therefore, everything in the physical sphere is sacred. And we need to start looking at it that way. Okay? Let me add this. When you have this story here, Congress just gave itself a 21% raise as Americans can't afford gas. There's something else that's going on. Did you see this bill that's being pushed through? This spending bill, $1.2 trillion or whatever the ridiculous number they're coming out with again. Your gun rights are up for it there. They're going to try to override state law. Now, they don't have any authority in the federal constitution to restrict your arms. Your right to keep and to bear them. That means take them with you. That doesn't mean lock them up in a gun case. I have a gun case. It's empty because, you know, I lost mine in a boating accident, along with all the ammunition, too. But the fact of the matter is that you have a right, a God-given right, to keep and bear arms. They want to make it to where you can't get them, where you can't keep them. And they want to take them for whatever they deem, oh, you've got a mental health issue. Well, it's none of your business because Article 1, we didn't give you any authority over that. And the 10th Amendment is very clear that anything we didn't give to the feds, any authority, which is very limited, 18 to 21 things they can write law on, which means 18 to 21 things they can spend money on. If we didn't give it to you, the people and the states retain those rights. And frankly, I don't think states have rights in the sense that the people have rights, because the states, guess where they get their authority from? The people. The people. So the states don't have any more right to restrict our rights on anything that is God-given, any more than the feds do. But they're pushing it through. They're pushing it through. I'm going to play two quick videos. They're very short. This first one is a young man. I played it in the morning show last week. This is a young man in New York City. He is preaching the true gospel. He's calling men to repentance, to be reconciled to God through the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's being persecuted there up in New York. Got his hand cut. People were pushing him. Broke his microphone, his speaker. And I just want to give a shout out to this young man. I don't even know what his name is. But I want you to listen to what he has to say. Now, you guys on the radio, you're not going to see what it is. I'll try to narrate a little bit, and then he speaks at the end. And I want you to hear what he has to say. Here he is.
Warning, New York.
Thank you, everybody. Only Jesus. God bless you, bro.
I rebuke you, Jesus.
I rebuke you in Jesus' mighty name. I rebuke you in Jesus' mighty
name.
So they're pushing it.
Yo, this is a wrap.
Guys, that was me preaching in New York City Times Square. I got harassed, I got punched, I got cut, and they broke our mics. They tried to break our speakers just because we're preaching Jesus Christ. We're telling people that Jesus loves them, that they need to repent of their sins or else they'll end up in hell. And they didn't want to hear that. That's what happens when you preach the gospel, because it's the truth. It's the only thing that can save your soul from hell, but the world hates it.
Yeah, and hell is nothing more than the wrath of God. Okay, that's what it is. You're going to face the wrath of God. And as Bradley has said so often, you know, and I know from experience being a young man, even in a preacher's home, that I would go down and do whatever they said to do. If I got to read something, I'll read it. If I got to pray something, I'll pray it. If I got to get dunked in the water, I'll do it, because I was scared of going to hell. But there was no fear of God driving me. It was a worldly fear. It was a worldly sorrow that I had. It was not a godly sorrow which produces repentance, the Bible says. and it drives me to Christ. That's what I had. This is what this young man's talking about. He says he had the scripture verse up there on his video saying, you know, if the world hates you, know it hated me, right? If it persecuted you, persecuted me. If they call your master Belial, Beelzebub, if they say I'm casting out demons, what are they going to say about you guys who follow me? Yeah. Here's another guy. Now, this one we played for you this morning. Now, this is, I forget this guy's name. He's pretty popular on a lot of these video channels. Redheaded guy, got long hair, and he's got a beard and all. Anyway, the thing that he's going to do here is provide Klaus Schwab's little minion, Yuval Noah Harari. And this guy is where I'm going to start with, and then we're going to go to Scripture, okay? This guy is basically telling you, and he does tell you, we don't need God. We're our own intelligent designers. And we've got some intelligent designs for you. It's to make you slaves. Dictators of the past, the reason I'm telling you now of what he's saying is, I'm not going to interrupt him when he does this. Dictators of the past, you know, the Nazis, the communists, they only wished they had this kind of ability to hack humans, whom he calls animals. They only wish they had this. Now we have it, and we're looking at a really bright future. And the idea is very ominous, is what? J.P. Spears. Thank you, Diana. This is the guy who's going to be on here kind of going back and forth between this guy. But he's telling you that basically he thinks he can be God. And so can his friends. They can all be gods over the people they want to hack. Okay? Now I want you to listen to what he has to say here and consider it.
My favorite Economic Forum speaker of all time is this reptile, Klaus Schwab's top advisor, Dr. Yuval Noah Harari. Let's see what he has to say.
Data might enable human elites to do something even more radical than just build digital dictatorships. By hacking organisms, elites may gain the power to re-engineer the future of life itself. Because once you can hack something, you can usually also engineer it.
Elites hacking organisms and re-engineering life itself? Well, he's not talking about doing that to people, is he?
Now, in the past, many tyrants and governments wanted to do it, but nobody understood biology well enough, and nobody had enough computing power and data to hack millions of people. Neither the Gestapo nor the KGB could do it. But
okay, all right, I gotta put it on a pause. I didn't realize the time was running out there. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be back on the other side if you want to call in. 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Hang on.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Russia continues to pound the Ukrainian port city of Mariupol. There are reports that shelling struck a mosque that was sheltering 80 people, including children. Mariupol has experienced some of the worst attacks from Russia, with more than 1,200 killed. Volodymyr Zelensky encouraged his people to keep up their resistance. He again deplored NATO's refusal to declare a no-fly zone over his country and accused Russia of employing a new stage of terror with the alleged kidnapping of Melitopol's mayor. Crowds in the southern port city protested Russian forces over that. In the Middle East, Saudi Arabia executed 81 people on Saturday, convicted of various crimes including murder. It's the largest mass execution carried out in its modern history. It's not clear why the kingdom chose Saturday for the executions. Saudi Arabia is known for mass executions, though the number of death penalty cases has dropped due to the pandemic. This is USA Radio News. The Texas Supreme Court effectively shut down a federal challenge to the state law that practically bans abortion. The law outlaws abortion after 6 weeks of pregnancy. Abortion rights advocates say that was their last narrow path to blocking the new state law. The federal Supreme Court is considering a Mississippi law that bans abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy. As much of the country gets ready to spring forward tomorrow, many are asking, why is this still a thing?
Congress continues to debate whether to end daylight saving time or make it permanent. A committee met this week to discuss the pros and cons on the twice annual clock change. Time is set to spring forward an hour this weekend, 2 a.m. Sunday morning, or whenever you go to bed tonight, except for Puerto Rico, Hawaii, and parts of Arizona. From the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau, I'm Chris Russell.
The Dow closed Friday down 230 points. NASDAQ and S&P 500 also losers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933 if you want to call in. And I'm gonna back this up just a little bit where JP is going through this little section as he leads into the next part here. And we'll have plenty of time to let this play out, and then we're going to get right into what God has to say when people want to act like this. Okay? All right, so here he is.
He's hacking organisms and re-engineering life itself? Well, he's not talking about doing that to people, is he?
Now, in the past, many tyrants and governments wanted to do it, but nobody understood biology well enough, and nobody had enough computing power and data to hack millions of people. Neither the Gestapo nor the KGB could do it. But soon, at least some corporations and governments will be able to systematically hack all the people.
Well, I guess he was talking about doing that to people. All people, to be specific.
And if indeed we succeed in hacking and engineering life, this will be not just the greatest revolution in the history of humanity. This will be the greatest revolution in biology since the very beginning of life 4 billion years ago. For 4 billion years, nothing fundamental changed.
Not playing God, are you? Because that usually works out super well.
Science is replacing evolution by natural selection with evolution by intelligent design. Not the intelligent design of some God above the clouds.
Oh, you are playing God. Say more.
But our intelligent design and the intelligent design of our clouds, the IBM cloud, the Microsoft cloud, these are the new driving forces of evolution.
Gosh, you wouldn't by chance have a plan in place on how to control people with your cloud technology, would you? And that plan isn't by chance already being implemented.
Is it? Today, we have the technology to hack human beings on a massive scale.
Oh, so you could implement it.
In this time of crisis, you have to follow science. It's often said that you should never allow a good crisis to go to waste.
People could look back in 100 years and identify the coronavirus epidemic as the moment when a new regime of surveillance took over, especially surveillance under the skin.
Humans are now hackable animals. You know, the whole idea that humans have, you know, this, they have this soul or spirit and they have free will and nobody knows what's happening inside me. So whatever I choose, whether in the election or whether in the supermarket, this is my free will, that's over.
Free will, that's over.
All right, so you get the idea. This guy is bananas. I mean, when I say bananas, he has lost his understanding of who he is as a creature. He thinks he's God. And that's what he was saying. We don't need this God, this intelligent being with intelligent design. We have our own intelligent design. We can do all of this kind of stuff. You know, what do you say to somebody like that? I said this morning, boy, if you want to, if you Navy SEALs, if you military people, if all that, if you really want to go get some really bad guys who are enemies, not only of America, but of mankind and at war with God, there's one guy right there, Noah Harari. Yuval Noah Harari. There's one guy and his buddy Klaus Schwab. There's two guys. Bill Gates is in on it too. There's three. You can go after a bunch of these guys. Because they think they're God, just like every dictator down through history thought it. And we're going to take a look at a couple of them. All right? Now hang on to your hats, grab your Bible, okay? Because this is how I do it. I just go down through the text, and I let the text speak for itself and tell you what it is. We're going to be in Daniel chapter 2 and Daniel chapter 3. We're going to be in the book of Acts. Chapter 12. We're going to be in Matthew 21. We're going to be in Isaiah 14. Might get a chance to touch on some other things. But let's go to Daniel chapter 2 and let's read what's there. Oh, Tim, this is radio. Why are you reading the text? Because the Word of God is powerful, is it not? Is that not what it says about itself? Sharper than any two-edged sword? Yes, it is. Yes, it is powerful, friends. Daniel chapter 2. And the only reason I'm going to start in chapter 2 is to give you the context of chapter 3, which is where a large part of my comments are going to come from, although I'll make some here. Okay? So here's Daniel chapter 2, and here's what we read. And in the second, you remember, let me set this up. Remember, Daniel and his friends and a lot of their friends were brought into captivity into Babylon because Israel had been naughty, naughty boys and girls. They had not observed God's Sabbaths. And so Jeremiah had said, my armies, the armies of Nebuchadnezzar, he called them his armies, I'm going to use them against you. I'm going to take you into captivity because you won't honor me as your God. You're disobedient people. You're adulterers and adulteresses. And so I'm going to send you into captivity so you learn a lesson. And so he did. And Daniel and his friends were caught up in that. Daniel and his friends, as you see from chapter 1 and chapter 3, they're godly young men. Young men, they're teenagers who are taken here. And in chapter 1, they're tempted to eat the king's food, go along, you know, drink his wine and all this other. And they said, look, you know, we don't want to defile ourselves with that. They're talking to the guy over and just give us water and some lentils, right? And we're good. And if you don't believe us, we don't want to get you in trouble. Test us out for 10 days. And if you don't see any difference, then okay. And they test them for 10 days and they saw it. And then they saw they were not only better looking young men, but they were also wiser and they were smarter than their counterparts who had been eating the king's meat and his wine. I wonder if eating and drinking does have something to do with glorifying God. Yes, it does. Paul says that we ought to do all of that for the glory of God. And so this is what they did. And then we're in chapter 2. Here's what we see. And in the second year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar dreamed dreams,
wherewith his spirit was troubled, and his sleep brake from him. And the king commanded to call the magicians and the astrologers and the sorcerers and the Chaldeans for to show the king his dreams. So they came and they stood before the king, and the king said unto them, I have dreamed a dream, and my spirit was troubled to know the dream. Then spake the Chaldeans to the king in Syriac, O king, live forever. Tell thy servants the dreams, and we will show the interpretation. I love these guys. They're like, these. They shouldn't be called Chaldeans. They should be called charlatans, because he says, I have a dream. Now, if you're the wise man, if you're the magicians, if you're all these, you know, you want to be something special, you should be able to tell the king the dream, shouldn't you? Huh? Shouldn't you be able to tell him what his dream is? They can't do it. They're saying, you tell us the dream and then we'll fudge it a little bit. We'll take that dream and we'll give you an interpretation and it'll wow you. All right? But the king answered and said to the Chaldeans, the thing is gone from me. If you will not make known unto me the dream with the interpretation thereof, I like this guy, ye shall be cut in pieces and your houses shall be made a dunghill. Going to make a poop pile out of your houses and we're going to cut you in pieces because you're trying to pull a fast one on me. And he sees it. And this is a pagan guy, okay, by the way. Pagan king, Nebuchadnezzar. And they answered again and said, let the king tell his servants the dream and we'll show the interpretation of it. And the king answered and said, I know of certainty that you would gain the time because ye see the thing is gone from me. But if you will not make known unto me the dream, there is but one decree for you. For ye have prepared lying and corrupt words to speak before me. Boy, does he got some discernment about him, about what these guys are doing? He knows they're a fake. He knows they're fake. Till the time be changed. Therefore, tell me the dream, and I shall know that ye can show me the interpretation thereof. If you can tell me the dream, I'll trust your interpretation. That's what he's saying. And the Chaldeans answered before the king and said, there is not a man upon the earth that can show the king's matter. Therefore, there is no king, lord, nor ruler that asks such things as any magician or astrologer or Chaldean. And is it a rare thing that the king requireth? And there is none other that can show it before the king except the gods, whose dwelling is not with flesh? For this cause the king was angry and very furious and commanded to destroy all the wise men of Babylon. And the decree went forth that the wise men should be slain. Okay, now here's the catch. It says, and they sought Daniel and his fellows to be slain. Why? Because they were among the wise men. That's what we saw at the end of chapter 1. They were wiser, they were smarter, they were better looking. They had insight into things that the other guys didn't have. And Daniel was among them. So then we read in verse 14 of chapter 2. Then Daniel answered with counsel and wisdom to Arioch, the king of the captain's guard, which was gone forth to slay the wise men of Babylon. He was serious about it. Yeah, you guys like that, the poop pile. That's what he was going to turn their houses into, and he was going to cut them in pieces. He was serious about it. He wasn't kidding. He wasn't making idle threats. He was serious about it. Then he answered and said to Arioch, the king's captain, why is the decree so hasty from the king? And Arioch made the thing known to Daniel. Then Daniel went in and is, listen, boy, boldness. Daniel has both humility and boldness. If you go into chapter 4, you'll see some of that. His humility before King Nebuchadnezzar, that he doesn't want to tell him what God has revealed to him in chapter 4, but he does it with fear and trembling. But here he has great boldness, and Daniel went in and desired of the king that he would give him time and that he would show the king the interpretation. Now, the king did the same thing for Daniel. He's not telling him the dream either, but Daniel's going to tell him the dream and the interpretation. We're going to get to some of that right after this break. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to call in, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Hang on, we'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from The Way of the Master and from Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background and rock music gives an instant rapport with this generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
About it, the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in, can you believe this? Final segment of the first hour here. We got another hour to go. I didn't think I was going to have enough material here, and I guess we are. Sean has sent me a message, wanted me to make mention of the guy I was playing the video of. He recommends The End of Man by John W. Whitehead, who is also a contributor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And check that out. The End of Man, that deals with this issue of technocracy. So I thought I'd pass that along because Sean usually has some good recommendations that he passes along to me. So I wanted to share that with you guys. All right, back to the text here that we're at. Okay, so we're in Daniel chapter 2, if you're joining us just now. Verse 17. He's already told the king he'll show him the interpretation. Okay, so here's what he says. Daniel went to his house. He made the thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. This is Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Okay, his companions. Now, that's their Hebrew names. You can tell that because they end in A-H and E-L. Okay, the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are their Babylonian names they've been given. Okay. That they would desire mercies of the God of heaven concerning this secret. What was the secret? What the dream was and what the interpretation was. Okay? Now, by doing this, Nebuchadnezzar knows he's not God because he's asking some charlatans to help him out. And now he's having to trust Daniel and his friends to help him out because he doesn't have the ability to do it himself. So, they desire the mercies of the God of heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision, And Daniel blessed the God of heaven. He didn't just run away and say, I got the answer. He took time to say, God, thank you. You've given us the answer. And I imagine, and this is me, I'm reading into the text, I confess, this is eisegesis, I'm reading into the text here, that Daniel probably had in his mind, what is God going to do with this when I tell the king? How is God going to be glorified? Is the king's eyes, I'm just kind of wondering if he's thinking that. Is the king's eyes going to be open through this? What's God doing in the midst of this? Okay. So, Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are His. And He changeth the times and seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings, and I might add, presidents, prime ministers, representatives. If they're in there, guess who's put them in there ultimately? God's put them in there to serve His good purposes, or else it doesn't have a purpose. God has purposed them where they are. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with Him. I thank Thee and praise Thee, O Thou God of my fathers, who hast given me wisdom and might, and hast made known unto me now what we desired of Thee. For Thou hast now made known unto us the king's matter. Therefore, Daniel went in unto Arioch, whom the king hath ordained to destroy the wise men of Babylon. He went and said thus unto him, I got this under wraps, man. I mean, I'm giving you the vernacular, right? Destroy not the wise men of Babylon. Bring me in before the king, and I will show unto the king the interpretation. So Arioch brought in Daniel before the king in haste, and said thus unto him, I have found a man of the captives of Judah that will make known unto the king the interpretation. And the king answered and said to Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, that's his Babylonian name, art thou able to make known unto me the dream which I have seen and the interpretation thereof? And listen to how Daniel responds. This is humility. Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said, the secret which the king hath demanded cannot the wise men, the astrologers, the magicians, the soothsayers show unto the king. But I can show it to you. Is that what he says? No, he doesn't do that. He said, there is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets and maketh known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days. Thy dream and the visions of thy head upon thy bed are these. As for thee, O king, thy thoughts came into thy mind upon the bed, which should come to pass hereafter. And he that revealeth secrets maketh known to thee what shall come to pass. But as for me, the secret is not revealed to me for any wisdom that I have more than any living, but for their sakes that shall make known the interpretation to the king, and that thou mightest know the thoughts of thy heart. O king, sawest and behold a great, what? Image. You saw a great image. This great image, whose brightness was excellent, stood before thee, and the form thereof was terrible. This image's head was of fine gold. Keep that in mind, okay, because that's going to play a part when we go to chapter 3. The head was of fine gold, his breast and arms of silver, his belly and thighs of brass, his legs of iron, his feet part of iron and part of clay. And thou sawest till that a stone was cut out without hands, which smote the image upon his feet that were of iron and clay, and break them into pieces. Then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, and the gold broken to pieces together, and became like the chaff of the summer threshing floors, and the wind carried them away, that no place was found for them. And the stone that smote the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. He's talking about what Christ does. He destroys the kingdoms of men, and He establishes His kingship in their midst. And He wipes out, He wipes away what men had so wickedly set up. He wipes it out, and it says here, it fills the whole earth. This is the dream, Daniel says, and we will tell the interpretation thereof before the king. Thou, O king, art the king of kings, for the God of heaven hath given thee. Nebuchadnezzar wasn't even aware that the God of heaven gave him his kingdom. But he'll recognize that a little bit later on. Okay? He'll recognize that a little later on.
He has given thee a kingdom, power, and strength, and glory. And wheresoever the children of men dwell, the beasts of the earth and the fowls of heaven, hath he given into thine hand, and hath made thee ruler over them all. Thou art this head of gold. Again, keep that in mind. That's going to play a part when we go to chapter 3. And after thee shall arise another kingdom inferior to thee, and another third kingdom of brass, which shall bear rule over all the earth. Now these kingdoms that he's pointing out, this the second one here is the arms of, and the chest of silver, right? This becomes Medo-Persia. They come in. This comes on later on in Daniel. They come in and they take over Babylon. They destroy Babylon. They take it over. And they become the next empire. And then the kingdom of brass takes over Medo-Persia. That's Greece. Okay? And he tells you this later on because he identifies them with certain beasts. I believe that's Daniel chapter 7, I believe. He identifies them as beasts. And he tells you who they are. He tells you who they are before they even come in. Well, let me change that. Babylon and Medo-Persia are, at that time, are in existence. Greece is not yet come in, and Rome has not come in. And Rome's not identified in Babylon, or excuse me, Daniel, but it is identified in the New Testament at the time of coming of Christ. Okay, so we know the Roman Empire is taken over there. That is that beast that's mentioned there, the fourth beast that's mentioned. And the fourth kingdom shall be strong as iron. For as much as iron breaketh in pieces and subdueth all things, and as iron that breaketh all these, shall it break in pieces and bruise. And whereas thou sawest the feet and toes, part of potter's clay and part of iron, the kingdom shall be divided. But there shall be in it of the strength of iron, for as much as thou sawest the iron mixed with miry clay. And as the toes of the feet were part of the iron and part of the clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. And whereas thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom, which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand for how long? Forever. For as much as thou sawest that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it brake in pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, and the gold, the great God hath made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter, and the dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof sure. And King Nebuchadnezzar fell upon his face. Here's the king falling on his face, and he does the wrong thing, he worships Daniel. And he commanded that they should offer an oblation and sweet odors unto him. What is wrong with you, man? And the king answered unto Daniel and said, of a truth it is that your God is a God of gods and a Lord of kings and a revealer of secrets, seeing thou couldest reveal this secret. And the king made Daniel a great man and gave him many great gifts and made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon and chief of the governors and for all the wise men. I mean, whatever Daniel's doing, he's getting a promotion. And Daniel requested of the king, and he set Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the affairs of the province of Babylon, but Daniel sat in the gate of the king. Hang on, because chapter 3 is coming in the next hour, 1-866-582-9933. If you want to call us in, love to hear from you. Hang on.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.